T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Supreme Court has just ruled today, 5-4, to strike down a law that would have severely restricted abortions in Louisiana. Opponents of the law said it would have left the state with only one abortion clinic. Joining us now is Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr. Now, Greg, tell us exactly what this ruling says. What's the law that's been struck down?
The law said that any doctor who performs abortion in Louisiana has to get privileges to admit patients at a local hospital. It was identical to, or virtually identical to, a law the Supreme Court struck down 4 years ago in Texas, and the Supreme Court today said the Louisiana law is invalid as well.
Now, I feel like I'm asking you this question once a week, but was this another surprise ruling from the Supreme Court?
It was a bit of a surprise, yes. Well, more than a bit. It was definitely a surprise. John Roberts cast the deciding vote, joined the liberals in the majority. He had been in dissent in 2016, and he said he still thought that decision was wrong, but he said it's a precedent of the court, and under principles of what's known as stare decisis, when you have a case that's the exact same law, basically, the court can't deviate from its precedent.
What is the reaction from the White House, and is this another defeat for the Trump administration?
It is a defeat for the Trump administration. The administration voiced disappointment at today's ruling. Notably, its two justices, or the two justices the administration appointed, Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, both voted to uphold the law. So they at least fulfilled the wishes of the people who supported their nominations for the most part.
And we are looking at Chief Justice John Roberts as a swing vote again.
We are. He over the past couple of weeks, we've seen him vote to prevent the president from striking down the DACA deferred deportation program. He cast the pivotal vote there, and he also was in the majority when the court said 6-3 that federal job discrimination law protects gay and transgender people. It's been a remarkable term for Chief Justice Roberts, joining with the liberal justices more often than he ever has in big cases.
It's Bloomberg Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure thing, Linda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.